Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
International Institution. We are located at 1401 Grandstaff Street here in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, in the Center for the Prevention of Health and Disparity on the campus of Edward Waters College. I am Dr. Mary Smith-McCoy, and I am the instructor for this program. I am so happy that you choose to join us on today at the Jehovah Jireh International Institution. This program is a program about mission and evangelism. The Word of God says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So therefore, Jehovah Jireh want to take you to the next level in your zest to win more souls for the kingdom of God and to be able to exalt him and to lift his name up. For the Word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men, not some men, but he'll draw all men unto him. Well, let's do it this way. We want to give you what many people may not have. We want to be able for you to go with us each week on this broadcast so that maybe you're just getting off from work. Maybe you have just left the grocery store and you turn on the broadcast, and we want to be able to, in your own comfort of your environment, whether or not you're at home or whether or not you're driving in your motor vehicle, or maybe you may be in our classroom here at 1401 Grandstall Street in the Center of Prevention of Health. We want you to know that you are welcome in whatever way that you would like to listen to this broadcast. First of all, the Word of God said what we do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus. So therefore, we would like to pray before we get this program for tonight. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word, how we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father, we ask thee, God, to bless the students here at Jehovah Jireh International Institution. We ask God to bless and to keep those that are online. We ask thee, God, to cause their day, cause this program will enlighten them, inspire them, and take them to the next level in you. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let's pick up where we left off on last session. We were talking about overcoming our fears in soul winning. That's something that we need to overcome. There are many things in our life that we have overcome, and this is an important part of our life that we need to overcome fears in soul winning. We have talked about in the past few weeks, we talk about some fears that we may encounter as being children of God, as being people of God, as being one that have just started out winning souls for the kingdom of God. Well, you may be just sitting on the deacon board. You may be on maybe an elder or whatever you may be. We want to be able to take you to the next level to inspire you so that you will be able to not to fear of some of the things that some people may fear when they are going out, when they are making a difference for the kingdom of God. For the word of God says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So therefore, we want to be able to take you to the harvest. We want you to be able to win souls without fear, without doubt, and without unbelief. So therefore, it is important that we give you the special invitation to go forward, not backwards, to go forward in him and take him to a place. Take Jesus every place that you may go. You may be on an airplane or a train. You may be in a classroom. You may be in a business environment. But whatever you may be, we want you to know that you got to be comfortable. You got to know who you are and what God has given you in your life. Sometimes we don't understand. We don't know what we have on the inside. We don't know what God has given us. And that, I believe that that is a trick of the enemy. I believe that the word of God says that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have life more abundantly. And not just this life here on earth, but we're talking about as well eternal life. Because there will be a day that the word of God says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess before him. So therefore, we want to prepare you today and every Monday here at Jehovah Jireh International Institution, so that you can be aware of what is going on in our world and what is going on in our society and how to embrace and how to reach more souls for the kingdom of God. Well, we're going to just go over some of the things that we talked about in the past few weeks. As we said, we talked about overcoming our fears in soul winning. So we talked about rejection. We talked about being ridiculed. Those are some fears. The things that we're talking about now, a radio audience, we are talking about some things that we've encountered, some things that we've gone through, some things that all of us have gone through from time to time. But since we can identify them, since we can point them out, since we have experienced these things, we want to bring those things out in the open. We want to expose those things so that the enemy can't whip us and beat us up anymore and cause us to back up and back down from doing what God has called us to do. Now, it's important now that we put on the whole armor of God. In case you don't know, Word of God tells us to put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, and to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So therefore, when we do all of this, it's going to prepare us to go forward and to win more souls for the kingdom. Now, if we think about a person that's in the service, say you're in the Air Force or the Army or the Navy, or you may be in a Marine, whatever service you may have served in, when you go in, you don't go in as a full-fledged person that's going to fight in our forces, but there's a training period. They don't just throw you out there, but there's a training period that you're going to experience. It's like boot camp. Let's call it boot camp, that you'll go to boot camp. And you're going to go to boot camp for a certain length of time. And in that time, you're going to learn and experience what to do and what not to do. So this is going to be a boot camp for us. It's going to be an experience where that we can learn what to do and what not to do. We want to open it up because the fact being is if the those that are in the Air Force and the Marines and those that are in the Army and the Navy, if their instructors, those sergeants, they didn't instruct them, if they didn't tell the men and women that's going into these areas, then they can be killed. They can be disarmed, debilitated in many ways. Their life can be taken. But as a soldier in the Army of the Lord, how many soldiers in the Army of the Lord do we have here today? All right, we see a hand. Yeah. Hallelujah. We have soldiers in the Army. And that was a song that was sung a long time ago, that I'm a soldier in the Army of the Lord. And it says, I am going to fight for my life in the Army of the Lord. And in other words, I'm going to stand. I'm not going to back down. I am going to I'm not going to have the enemy to take away my life and to take away what I have on the inside of me. So therefore, it is like that tonight, that here at Jehovah Jireh, we're going to teach you and continue to teach you what to do and how to do it. Yes, we have been in discussion for several weeks about different things that we have learned in Jehovah Jireh Institution, but because of the fact that you may be listening for the first time here on this broadcast, we want to let you know that it is a important commission that God has commissioned us to go into all the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to win souls for the kingdom. So we talked about rejection. And I'm going to ask one of our students to elaborate on, just take a minute or so, and elaborate on rejection, because of the fact that rejection is something that the army, that the enemy can disarm you from doing what God has called you to do. So we're going to ask one of our students to talk with us today about the fear of rejection.
Amen. I think this is so awesome as you are recapping the things that we've talked about in the past field classes. How we talked about overcoming our fears and winning souls, and rejection being one of them, how to overcome our fear in soul winning, and how to overcome the fear of rejection. And we talked about being willing. One of the things that we talked about was, first of all, we got to be willing to go. As believers, we've been commanded to go into all the world. So we talked about being willing to go as a born-again believer. And we talked about one of the reasons we should know that we have to go is that we are ambassadors for Christ. And we talked about why it's necessary that we go. Because the Bible says, how shall they believe in him in whom they have not yet heard? So we talked about so many things that we might encounter once we go into the mission, you know, different spirits and different things that we will encounter as we go out to witness. And one of the things that we will encounter is a spirit of rejection. And people do reject witnesses all the time. As a born-again believer, and we're spreading the gospel, we talked about the fact that we don't want to be rejected. It will cause a person that has a spirit of fear to hesitate in going forth and witnessing and spreading the gospel. The fear of being ridiculed, the fear of failing and not accomplishing the mission, the fear of not knowing what to say. Anytime you feel like you might be rejected, all of those things come up. So I just think this is an awesome reminder for us as born-again believers that we have to be willing to go. We have to first overcome that fear in soul winning and that fear that the instructor is talking about. Dr. McCoy brought out, she recapped the fact that we talked about rejection. And just because we have been commissioned to go, we got to be overcomers. So therefore, we have to know that God is a very present help and that we will be able to overcome that fear of rejection and go forth winning souls.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Evangelist Williams, because of the fact that fear is of the devil.
Yes.
And the
yes.
and the Bible says that yes. the enemy comes to steal, to kill,
yes.
and to destroy. And that is one of his techniques of disarming
yes.
you. And it's just like if the enemy, if you were in a war, in a battle on the battlefield, the enemy will try to disarm you. He
yes.
will try to sabotage you.
Yes.
He will try to deceive you.
Yes.
He will try to trick you.
Yes.
And so, therefore, but when we know who we are and know who we belong to, then and know that we are children of the Most High God and that our lives is in Christ, then we know that we are covered under the blood
yes.
of Jesus and
yes.
that there is no weapon, according to Isaiah, the 54th chapter and the 17th verse,
yes.
that no weapon that formed against us will prosper. And one of those weapons is the weapon of rejection,
yes.
the weapon of rejection,
yes.
the weapon of ridicule to make you think that that you are not good enough, or you're not knowledgeable enough, or you are not in sound doctrine, or you can't witness to me because, hey, I've read the Bible. I know the Bible. You can't tell me the Bible. And sometimes if you find out, as maybe we have talked about it before, some of them, the people that you may witness to, they may have an in-depth study of the Word of God. But yet they do not have the Spirit of God. They have the Word, but they not living according to the Word of God. So therefore, we can't let the knowledge of people keep us from doing the will of the Father. Why? Because we're on a mission. There are millions and billions of people. There are people that are walking the hedges and the highways.
Yes.
There are people that are in different institutions. There are people that are CEOs and they are secretaries
yes.
and they are administration. These people, they need to know sound doctrine.
Right.
They need to know the Word of God. But sometimes we may tend to back off from witness to them because, well, they have a master's degree. They may have a bachelor's degree. They may have a doctor's degree. They may have two or three of them. But yet that is no reason for us to back off and to not tell them what God has given us to say to them. For the Word of God said, for God so loved the world. They part of the world. God so loved the world
yes.
that he gave his only begotten
yes.
Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes.
So when we know who we are, we don't have to let anyone make us feel that we're not capable
yes.
of doing what God has called us to do.
Yes.
Well, we talk about also the fear of being ridiculed. We talk about the fear of failure. If I witness to someone, they don't receive, well, that's an automatic failure. That is not correct.
Yes.
Because of the fact, if you witness to someone and they may not receive it, but you planted a seed. You planted it and somebody going to come and water it, but God would give the increase. You did what God has called you to do. And everybody may not receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, but that does not, and I have to say it again, that does not make one a failure because of the fact that that person didn't receive it from you. And no matter what you have said, you have given them what God has given you to give them, which is the Word of God. And one of the things I would like to say as well,
mm-hmm.
that we don't have to give the individual the whole entire 39 books
right.
of the Old Testament
yes.
and the 27
yes.
of the New Testament. That
yes.
is not what we're called to do.
Yes.
We are to let them know even what the word of God says,
yes.
that in John 3:16,
yes.
for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son,
yes.
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
And not only that, we got to let them know how much God loved them, because the devil has lied to them.
Yes.
The devil has deceived. The spirit of deception has come upon them, and they think that God do not love them.
That's
well,
right.
if God don't love them, they'll think that nobody loves them.
That's right.
Well, that's a lie from the
that's
very
right.
pit of hell, because that is not fact, that is not true, that is not the word of God.
Right.
Because of the fact that he died and paid the price 2,000 years ago for our healing, for our deliverance,
yes.
for our salvation,
yes. Yes.
for everything that we need.
Yes.
See, the devil has, from the beginning, has lied to the people of God. They have lied to people and told them that God did not love them.
That's
well,
right.
they'll say, well, if God loves you so much, why are you not living in a multi-million dollar house? If God loves you so much, why are you not driving that Jaguar? If God loves you so much, why you don't have a good education? If God loves you so much, why you have sickness in your body?
Yes.
But those are just tactics of the enemy. Those are things, those are strongholds that the enemy tries
yes.
to use in order to disarm you, in order
yes.
to cause you to shut your
yes.
mouth up. But as being strong in God, and that's what God is looking for, as ambassadors. I believe a student has said it, Evangelist William was saying about being an ambassador, and we are. I'm proud to say that I am an ambassador for Christ. I'm proud to say that I am a fisher of men. I'm proud to say that I am a child of the Most High God.
Yes.
So therefore, because I'm his child and I'll do what he has instructed me to do and I'm obedient to him, it is very easy for me to go into the nations. It's easy for me to go into the hedges and go into the highways. It's easy for us to be able to, that person that we are communicating or standing behind or about to communicate with, that we can communicate them, because that person we may never meet again in
That's
our
right.
life.
That's
it's
right.
a missed opportunity.
Yes.
It's a missed opportunity
mm-hmm.
to be a witness. You know, I believe that there is a time and a place for everything. I believe that in Ecclesiastes, when it tells us about the word about the times and the
yes.
seasons.
Yes.
I believe that, but I believe the unction of the Holy Spirit
yes.
when God leads us and we put us in that place
yes.
to be a witness for
yes.
the kingdom of
yes.
God.
Yes.
I just believe that it's our time
yes.
to do that. I think
yes.
it's the legitimate time that we can take it to the next level.
Yes.
Okay, we talked about fear of failure, the fear of not knowing what to say. You don't have to, we already just covered that in a
yes,
sense.
Yes.
If you say, Jesus saved me, if you tell them that Jesus loved them,
yes.
and that, and you can tell them that Jesus died for you, and
yes.
he died for them,
yes.
and he died that we can have a right to the tree of life.
Yes.
You can tell them the word of God says, if
yes.
you confess with your mouth,
yes.
the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart
yes.
that God has raised him from the dead,
yes.
the word of God says that you can be saved.
Yes.
And there's no reason why you cannot be saved.
Yes.
And that God loves you. He really, really loves you.
Yes.
And he really cares about you. Does you, anyone would like to make a comment?
Yes. That is so interesting. In talking about you don't know what to say when you go forth, one of the things I found out to be very effective is to share your own personal testimony. A lot of times when God opened that door, you can begin to tell a person what God has done for you, because nobody knows better than you what God done has done for you, or where he brought you from, or where he even delivered you from. And a lot of times, Your personal testimony is more effective than somebody else's testimony. And when you give them the word of God, after sharing with them the word of God, you know, you can follow that with the fact that I know that God is a Savior because he saved me. He delivered me, you know. And then there are those that may have been saved for so many years until they may not have no background to really tell anybody. Well, you said earlier, one of the most important things we got to let people know is that God loved them so very much. We have to share the love of God. And you were bringing up the fact that, because this is so prevalent to be out witnessing and somebody comes up that knows all about the Bible, that knows the book from Genesis to Revelation. They may know the word, but they're not living the word. So you brought out the fact that we don't have to give them all 39 books when you're out witnessing because, frankly, people have a short attention span, and you don't want to bore them, but you want to stay focused as to drop the message on them and let them know that God loves them so very much and that it's time to seek the face of God. It's time to be saved, and it's time to come under the protective care, however God gives it to you, because the Lord speaks to each one of us in a different way, but we all minister that one same word as we go forth. As you were bringing out, once we let them know how much God really, really loved them, because as you said earlier, the devil has deceived many and making them think nobody loves them, nobody cares. Yeah. But when they really tap into the love of God, and that's where we come in at, to drop that on them, to encourage them. And one of the things, and in my conclusion, I found out as you go forth witnessing and you go into the mission field and you begin to tell them about the goodness of God and how God wants them to be saved. And when you encounter that person you were talking about that knows the Bible already, it is so important that we realize that we don't have to tongue wrestle with them. Don't argue about the word. Don't debate the word with anybody, because that's what a lot of people use the word for, those that are not living it and those that have studied it for the wrong reason, or those that for whatever reason they know the word but not living it. A lot of times they use it for debating and arguing. And that's where our wisdom has to come in at, not to argue, not to tongue wrestle. It's not our job to make them receive it. God holds us responsible for spreading the gospel, but we cannot make them receive the gospel.
And I think that's so important, too, that we cannot make anyone receive.
Yes.
It's very important, I believe, that each day and each night, as a believer, when we kneel down, whether or not we are prostrate before, on the floor, on our knees, whatever manner, sitting position or whatever, when we're praying, I believe that even as Christ taught his disciples to pray, I believe it's so important that we pray that God give us that revelation knowledge of how to be a soul winner, an excellent soul winner for the kingdom, a sanctified, Holy Ghost filled soul winner for because the anointing is what destroys the yoke.
Yes.
So I believe that even if you don't have a page, you know, sometimes people think that, you know, they got to read the script of what they got to read it to people, but as we said before, no, if you study the word of God, because the word of God says, you know, you don't have to know really at the beginning a whole lot, as we said before, because people don't want to hear you repeat the entire Bible.
That's right.
But what you can, by the inspiration of God, God will show you what to say, how to say it, how to relate to that person's condition.
Yeah.
that person may be a person that was that is on crack cocaine.
Yes.
That person may be a wine bibbler. That person could be a rockhead. That person could be a going through stress, anxiety. That person can be going through some great challenges in their life. And they need somebody to care. They need somebody to let them know, no matter what I may seem to you, no matter how I look, I need to know that Jesus loves me. I need to know that Jesus still loves me.
Yes.
I need to know that Jesus is going to save me no matter what I did.
Yes.
I got to know that Jesus is going to put his arms around me and hold me at midnight and early in the morning.
Yes.
I got to know that whatever I ask when I pray, because he's telling me about prayer and telling me about Jesus, I got to know that he is going to hear me.
Yes.
So, therefore, it's, I believe, by the Spirit of the Lord, by God, that God would show us and God would give us what he will have us to say. And not only that, as we begin to grow, as on this broadcast at Jehovah Jireh International Institution, we're going to skill you, we're going to show you how God will have you to be able to go in areas of familiar areas that you can feel at ease, and that you can be in areas that you may be challenged, that God would give you revelation and give you understanding of what he will have you say. So, therefore, there are another fear, there's three or four more that I would like to bring to the forefront today. There's a fear of trying something new and unfamiliar. That's when our trust and our faith, we're relying on Christ for him to give us the things to walk in new areas. Some people don't like new areas.
Right.
Some people don't like unfamiliar areas.
Yes.
Oh, I want to do it this way because that's the way I've always do it. I've done this thing. But God would give us new ideas, new revelations, new anointings to keep us, to help us to meet those people that we may have never witnessed to before.
Yes.
The fear of the unknown. The fear of past experiences and witnessing. All of us have been through challenges. All of us have gone through things in our life. So because we have gone through things in our life, you don't have to worry about how somebody will receive it. If you are going to be a witness for the kingdom and be victorious in what you're doing, then you have to know that God will give you when to use those past experiences.
Yes.
Because when you use them, 9 times out of 10, a lot of times, it's going to be if you're saying something that's going to touch that individual heart. You're saying something that just because you're witnessing on the street, or whether you may be witnessing, it's going to let them know, well, you know what? I see that they, once upon a time, didn't have it all together. And if God did that in their lives, and if God brought them out of difficult times in their life, and through their experience, through some things that they're sharing with me, and God has no respect of persons, then I just believe that God's going to bring me out as well.
Yeah.
So the fear that you are not worthy to share the great message has also, we pray and we want to encourage you that you are worthy to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you've been born again, like Jesus told Nicodemus, that you must be born again.
Yes.
If you've been changed, your life been changed, you can be a overcomer. You are overcomer.
Yes.
And you can be a witness for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Now we want to, we've talked about many things in this class. We've talked about at one of some of our sessions that we've had. We'll talk, we talk about touching the untouchables and reaching those that are unreachables. And we have gone through many of the people that you may touch or may come into your life. And so, therefore, I'm just going to mention just a few of them before we go in and into how to lead unto our testimony and some of the possible things that you can use. I hope you have a pencil and a paper. I hope you may have even a recorder that are listening to this broadcast.
Yes.
And just in case you do not, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and you can be able to listen to this broadcast and tell somebody else where to find it. And that will be www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Mary McCoy. Miss McCoy. And if you do so, you will be able to go back even after this broadcast and to be able to listen to this broadcast. Now, I want to share with you again, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Mary McCoy. And you'll be able to listen to this very same broadcast any time of the day. You can go in and you can listen to this broadcast. And there are numerous other broadcasts, may I say, from the Breakthrough broadcast to also we have a broadcast, Our Power, and there are a Crossroad broadcast. But tonight here at Jehovah Jireh International Institution, yes, we are here at 1401 Grandthal Street here in the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we are here talking about mission and evangelism. I realize you may be in Colorado, you may be in California, or you may be in Hawaii, wherever you may be tonight. This broadcast is for you. And this broadcast is for your friends and associates. So why don't you spread the word? If you're in Jacksonville, Florida, and you would like to come and be a part of our classes, I would like to give you the address once again. And that is 1401 Grandthal Street. That is spelled G-R-U-N-T-H-A-L. And it is in the building of the Center for Prevention of Health Disparities on the campus of Edward Waters College. Well, in our class time, we have talked about, and I can't, for a lack of time, go into all the things that we talked about, but the Word of God tells us not to be high-minded, but condescend to men of low estate. And these are some of the men and women of low estate that we want to talk about, just kind of just mention to you tonight.
Yes.
They are addicts, adulterers, atheists, agnostics, alcoholics. They are backsliders, bartenders and beauty queens, beatniks. They are beggars, bigots. They are billionaires. They are bisexual. They are like the Black Panthers. They are child abusers. They are communists. They are some of them con men and go-go girls. They are hijackers and hippies and homosexuals. They are Jehovah's Witnesses. They are judges and kidnappers. They are the Ku Klux Klansmen. They are lesbians. They are convicts. They are dealers and They are people that have demonic spirits. They are drug addicts and dropouts. Just to name a few, there are so many people that God has given us an opportunity to touch their lives. So that's why we at Jehovah Jireh International, God has given us a passion for winning souls for the kingdom of God. God has given us a passion for mission and evangelism. So we want to just kind of scroll today. And you can join us on next Monday, on this coming Monday, as we begin to tap into how to lead into your testimony. You know, sometimes you have testimony, things that have happened in your life, and these are just some of the things that you can be able to relate to the person that you're witnessing to. You know, when we were without Christ, in our lives, there are things that we've gone through. And so maybe you were a person that you worried a lot. Maybe you had high anxiety. But now, since you're saved and you've been born again, yes, God has given you that inner peace, because he said that he will keep us, he that keep his mind upon him, he'll give us perfect peace.
Yes.
If we keep our mind stayed upon him, he would give us that perfect peace. Some of us have been through guilt.
Yes.
We've been through shame.
Yes.
We've had these things happen our life. But yet, God has forgiven us. There was forgiveness, and God has given us a fresh start. No matter, we may have been a prostitute. We may have been a homemonger. We may have been liars. But yet, it's no more shame in what we do, because God has delivered us. God has freed us. God has cleansed us. God has strengthened us and made us the men and women and the boys and girls that we should be. Well, let's take anger. All of us have, in some form, experienced anger.
Yeah.
In some form, we had a temper, or you may know someone that had an anger problem, or they had a temper, and yet God have taken away. When we came in the realization and God did a work within us, because it wasn't us anymore, as the Word of God says, Paul said, and I really like Paul. I like to talk about Paul. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is the Christ that lives within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. So instead of that anger, instead of having that temper, God has given us patience, and he has given us his love, that we can be able to give others love, and that we can be patient one with another. You remember that when you didn't have patience with people and you wanted them to hurry up and get through talking, when, you know, you remember when people was trying to, they were speaking to you, and or they were doing something, and they may have been doing it incorrectly, but yet you didn't have patience with them, and you was in your mind or even verbally said, I wish you will hurry up. I wish you would just shut up. And that is not the love of God. But where the love of God came on the inside? God has given us patience and love. And before we go to, we're going to talk about, just mention, because some of these things, it's going to take us a while to try to talk about. But emptiness and life of purpose. Have you ever been empty on the inside? Have you ever felt so empty and it seems like there was nothing there. It seems like you weren't going anywhere and you wasn't getting what you need, and that, have you ever felt that nobody was there for you and you just needed that God to do something for you on the inside? Well, God gave us purpose,
yes,
in our life,
yes,
and meaning. Oh, that's so important for God to give us purpose in our life,
yes,
and giving us meaning to our life.
Yes.
There are people that commit suicide because they don't have any purpose. They think they don't have any purpose, and they think that they do not have any meaning in their lives. So when you began to, whatever your discussion of your testimony is, we're just touching a few of those on today. And matter of fact, it was about four of them that we started out today talking about it. And we just want to give you some idea. And on next session, we're going to continually talking about how to lead into your testimony, how to get that person attention,
yes,
how to give them, to let them know that, you know, we can't go to people like we're so perfect and that we've been perfect all our lives. We're not going to win anybody like that,
yes,
because they know that they are not perfect, and they realize if you're,
yes,
perfect and you say you're so perfect, how can I get to Christ? I have done all of these things. Don't you know where I came from?
Yes.
Don't you know that I was in jail? Don't you know that I was in prison?
Yes.
But yet, God had, because of his mercy and because of his grace, God did a work within all of us,
right,
and cleansed us,
yes,
and gave us a purpose on the inside,
yes,
as well as on the outside. We're going to go back to our students tonight, and we're going to talk about, get her viewpoint on worry and anxiety. Maybe she wants to even comment on guilt and shame. But we're going to take a few minutes, and we want you to just to hear Evangelist William is a evangelist, preacher of the gospel, and as she's here at Jehovah Jireh, we want to encourage other fivefold ministers to come in, and let's get it together so that other people, they can hear that, you know, we're not perfect, we weren't perfect 100%, but God did a change in our lives, and that's why we are here, here on EWC campus, Edwards campus. Got to open that door for Jehovah Jireh to come in to talk about mission and evangelism, to be able to reach upon many, many states here in the United States of America, so that people can know about the mercy and the grace of God. Evangelist William.
Yes. Dr. McCoy, I think it's so important to realize something we started out talking a couple of classes ago. We started out talking about something you brought to the class's attention. The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. And when we talk about the joy of soul winning and how to go out to win souls, you just brought out some key points. You talked about worry. You talked about feeling guilty, and you talked about being ashamed. And one of the things we have to realize as witnesses are, shall I say, ambassadors for Christ, that we have authority in Jesus Christ. Once we realize we got authority in Christ, then that helps us get rid of the spirit of fear, which takes away worry. Worry causes, when you dissect the word worry, you think about what it does. It causes sickness, it causes depression, it causes oppression, it causes all kinds of things upon people that get caught up in worry. And as a born-again believer, we've got to remember that in Christ, we have the authority because God has not given us the spirit of fear. So we can go forth spreading the gospel with boldness. And if we, as born-again believers, take on the spirit of worry, then we won't be able to effectively witness. Now, we talked about in one of the classes before, maybe a few months ago, some of the things that people need. And as witnesses for Christ, we can supply them with a very important tool, that's the word of God, to make them know that their answer is in Jesus. And how do you make people know that the answer is in Jesus? Because as a people of God, if God gives you a spirit of discernment, you know that everybody in this whole wide universe, we were created. We were fearfully and wonderfully made. So because people are bogged down and burdened with a spirit of worry or guiltiness or shame, they need help. And that help is in Jesus. So when we talk about what people really need, people are greatly in need of love today. They need joy today. They need peace. They need happiness. And you can go on and name the fruit of the Spirit that people need. Well, we as born-again believers, we have what they need. So we can enlighten people to the love of God. We can enlighten people to the fact that God loved them so very much and make them know that the care that Satan pretends to have is not them. The devil don't love nobody because he's already been doomed. He's already been sentenced, so to speak. So as going forth being witnesses for Christ, when we go out on a mission or when we evangelize, we got to remember that there are people, as Dr. McCoy brought out earlier, there are people that are dealing with all kinds of situations and worry being a spirit that will actually cause people to have heart attacks. It actually take people out. A lot of you suffering from headaches and high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Believe it or not, worry, just the fact that people worry, you can worry yourself literally to death, or worry yourself sick, or worry yourself into a hospital. So when we talk about we have what people need, we are equipped with the word of God. We have Jesus, and we need to go forth and evangelize and take this valuable tool that we have. We've got to take the love of God forth. We've got to go out into the harvest, and we've got to be those laborers that nobody else would do. We got to go and do a job that nobody else would do. So we got to go out and make people know that they can tap into the love of God. They can have genuine joy. They can have real peace. They can have happiness. And if we as born-again believers remember that the greater one dwells in us, he lives in us, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we do have the ability, because the word of God says we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Amen. So you are exactly right, Dr. McCoy, when you talk about people are burned down with a spirit of worry and they're so born-again believers that's feeling guilty.
Yes.
Well, God has thrown their sins into a sea of forgetfulness. So they don't have to feel guilty anymore. And those of us that have been born again, we can forget about being shamed because the blood of Jesus took that away.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is so important, that what you said, Evangelist Williams, because of the fact that we have to put ourselves in the place of where the sinner man was,
yes.
Because we were all sinners.
Yes.
The Bible said that we've all sinned
yes.
and come short of the glory of
yes.
God. We've
yes.
all sinned. We were all unrighteous in our lives. And things that we have gone through, and that's one of the points that we want to make tonight, that even in your strive to win souls or to be able to give a testimony to another person, there are things in your life that you will be able to testify about. And those four things that actually that we wanted to you to think about, because there, as I said before, there's many more that we're going to discuss. But just think about the last time before you received Christ, or there may have some things that the enemy came in to make you worry, try to stress you out, but then you had to go back to the Word of God.
Uh-huh.
And you had to say, oh, my God, no, that I'm casting every care
right.
before Christ.
Yes.
I'm going to cast it into the let God. Handle whatever situation that you may be going through, because we all go through things in our lives and we all are striving for perfection. So instead of worrying, instead of having anxiety, we know that God would give us that inner peace. And that's what we want that person to know,
yes.
that God would give them that inner peace. You don't have to always go. You don't have to be worried about that. You don't have to worry about what's in the bank or what the bank statement says. You don't have to worry consistently about what is going on with the kids. All you have to do is to pray, because the Word of God said that man shall always pray and not to faint. Just give it to God. And one of the things I would like to mention, because we are almost finished with this session, and that is that when we're out witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to have to be able to talk to the people that we're witnessing to, not like we're talking to people in church. We're going to have to talk to them like if you may be with another person, and you don't have to say, you don't have to give them a whole background of your education, or you don't have to let them know that you are a doctor, or you don't have to let them know that, hey, I've been to college, I got my master's degree. Well, this person that you may be talking to may not have any degrees.
Yeah.
But all you want to know that you got a degree, in a way, in theology when I prayed and I've been on my knees and I prayed.
Yeah.
I sound like I prayed all night long.
Yeah.
I got a degree because I had to pray. I went through some things in my life that led me to pray, to stay on my knees and to pray. And through my prayer, God brought me out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm.
Yes.
Through my prayer
yes.
and through my getting to know him and my relationship with him, he brought me out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. And that same God that brought me out, that same God will bring you out. You have been listening to the Jehovah Jireh International Institution. We would like for you to join us on this coming Monday at 7 o'clock here at the EWC Edwards Waters College at 1401 Granthall Street, the Center for the Prevention of Health Disparities on the campus of Edwards Waters College. We want to pray for you that are in our radio audience on today. There are many of you that are listening and will be listening to this broadcast. I want you to know today that no matter what your struggles, no matter what you may be going through, I want you to know that it's not over until God says it's over. I want you to know that no matter what the doctor may have given you a bad report, it's not over until God says it's over, and that God is a healer, and he is a deliverer. I want you to know that he is a mind fixer. He is a heart regulator. I want you to know that he is an establisher of faith and of power. He is the true and the living God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for all of the students and those that are listening to this broadcast at Jehovah Jireh International. Lord, we send out blessings. We send out healing, Father, to those that are listening to this broadcast even now. And God, I pray that the word of God will be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. And God, thy word, how we hid in our heart that they will not sin against thee. Lord, strengthen them today. Encourage their heart. God, those that are going through stress and worries and anxiety, those that are experiencing guilt and shame, those that are having a fit of anger and rage, those, God, that are that don't know how to handle the rages and the anger that they have gone through and their partners have gone through. Lord, we pray, God, that you will encourage their heart and that you, God, would give them what they need through the teaching of your word. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God and for this teaching. Now, Father, if there's any that are not saved, that are listening to this broadcast, God, your word says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised them from the dead, you said that they can be saved. And, Father, no matter what they have done, Lord, I ask thee even now to cast it into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Make them new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. All things become new. And, Father, for this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Lord, we thank you. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We would like to invite you to come and to visit us at my home church. I am the pastor of Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center, which is located at 5045 Soutel Road, Suite 90, here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and your coming out. Until next time, may God continually to keep you in safekeeping.